Omar Abaya, we keep on qualifying the qualification and then qualifying that qualification. Omar Abaya, lo ishanu. We said before that you put a cover over the tefillin, but you've got to make sure that there's a tefach space in that cover to make sure that the cover is considered its own independent entity. Now, I'm surprised nobody here asked me the obvious question, which is, if that's the case, why did it suffice in the previous Gemara to hold the tefillin inside your hand? There's no tefach space, there's no gap between your hand and the tefillin. To the contrary, you're clutching onto it for dear life. So what's going on? Do you have to have a tefach or do you not have to have a tefach? So here comes the answer. Omer Abaya lo ishanu elo bekli shehu kelyon. When did we say that you have to have a tefach in between the covering and the tefillin? That's only when you're talking about a kli, which is kelyon. What does that mean, kelyon? It is the tefillin's kli. It is the cover for the kli, for the tefillin. Avol, but if you're talking about the kli, she'enoi kelyon, which is a cover, but it's not the cover of the tefillin, then afilu pochos mitefach. And that's why in your hand, even less than a tefach will suffice. Now, why are we making a difference between its covering or a covering? So look at Rashi. Lo ishanu, says Rashi, deboi tefach. When did we say that you need a tefach? Elo bikli shehu kelyon. A kli which is their kli. Their tefillin is always Loshon Rabim. It's the kli of the tefillin. Kiss, a covering. He osui letzorkom. The kelyon. Koroiv liois botel etzlom. If we're talking about a covering which has been specifically designed to be the cover of the tefillin, that's when we say that the kli is not considered to be an independent rishus. Why? Because it is botel to the kli, to the tefillin. Why is it botel to the kli, to the tefillin? Because it's made for the tefillin. It's made for the tefillin. And if it's made for the tefillin, it's really considered part and parcel of the tefillin. That's why it cannot be considered an independent rishus unless it's large enough that it takes the space of a tefach. And that's what Rashi means. Koroiv liyos botel. Botel means, as it were, subordinated. When I see, for example, our tefillin box, we all view the box of the tefillin. Obviously, that is kelyon, that is the kli of the tefillin. And basically, we don't view that as something else. Rather, what is that? That is part and parcel of the tefillin. Imagine I showed you a pair of tefillin in the regular standard tefillin box, and I ask you, what's that? What would you say? It's a pair of tefillin. But if it was inside an enormous cardboard box, what would you say? What's that? You'd say it's a pair of tefillin inside a box. Now, why didn't you say that first time round when I had the regular normal box? The answer is because if it's the regular normal box, which are made for the tefillin, then we just view that as part and parcel of the tefillin and not as an independent entity. That's when I need there to be a tefach. Because if there's no tefach, then I cannot consider the box as a separate entity, is just basically a wrapping for the tefillin. Says Rashi, Hilkoch, therefore, because the kli is made for the tefillin, therefore bo'inon, we require dovo hanikar, something which is recognizable, sheyehi choitzeitz Bifneihem. Now, this word is crucially important. What does Rashi mean when he says chitzitz? In many areas of halacha, we have the principle of chatzitza. Chatzitza is a divider or barrier. And as, of course, everybody guessed, the source of the word chatzitza is from the word chetzi, half, it's broken. So we all know if somebody goes into the mikveh and they have to have their guf completely submerged in water, if they come out of the water and it turns out that they forgot to take their ring off, then that tevilah is rendered invalid. Why? Because there was a barrier between her guf and the mayim. What was the barrier? The ring. We have many, many, many examples in Hilchas Tumah, which is actually the next line of the Gemara. As we all know, that if you enter a rishus where there is a dead body lying there, then you automatically become tummy. But what happens if there is a divider? There is a chatzitza between you and the tumah. This obviously needs definition, what will constitute a chatzitza, but if it does, then you are not considered to be in the same rishus. Why not? Because there is a divider. In the same way as if you live in your apartment block, imagine you would not have walls to your apartment. So basically, you're living together with your neighbors. And now, you're not living together with your neighbors because there is a dividing wall, there's a chatzitza. So when we talk about chatzitz, we mean a block, a divider. Here, what are we trying to set up a chatzitza? We're trying to set up a chatzitza between the tefillin and the beis hakiseh. There has to be a barrier, a divider. But if the box of the tefillin is the box which is designed specifically for the tefillin, we call that kelyon, then there is no divider between the tefillin and the beis hakiseh. Why? Because the box of the tefillin is just basically part and parcel of the tefillin. So I don't see anything blocking, dividing between the tefillin and the beis hakiseh. That's when I need there to be this big air gap of a tefach. Then it's considered an independent rishus. But if I were to cover the tefillin in something which is not its cover, for example, my hand is not the kli of the tefillin. So therefore, my hand can certainly act as a chaitzeitz between the tefillin and the beis hakiseh, even though there's no tefach inside of my hand, but nobody can tell me that the hand is just part and parcel of the tefillin. It is not. And if you have we're running out of time, so let's quickly look at the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara backs this up. Says the Gemara, Omar, Mar Zutra v'Temer Vashi Teida, I'll bring you a proof. Shari Pachim Ketanim, small jugs, Matzilin can save you b'Oyel Hames. In an Oyel Hames, as we just said, you have a structure with a mace in it. Anybody who enters that structure will automatically be rendered tomei, unless there is a chatzitza. So imagine you have a kli. Imagine you've got a pot sitting, or a bowl sitting inside the oil hames. Anything inside that bowl will automatically become tummy by virtue of the fact that it's in the oil hames. But what happens if I cover that bowl? So it would depend. If I cover it with its own lid, well, that's not something independent, that's just part of the bowl, so there's no chutzitz. But if I cover it with pachim ketanim, look at Rashi, second last Rashi, Shai Pachim Ketalim Matzilim, they will save the tumah. The Hekef Tzomid Posel, if you have a kli which is closed with a lid on it, Bo'el Hameis, Va'afal Gav, even though Deloy have a tefach, even though there's not necessarily a tefach of air gap, but nonetheless, Chaitzi, they will act as a barrier. Why? What have you put on top of the bowl? Pachim Ketanim. What's Pachim Ketanim? Small jugs. You've blocked the top of the bowl, not with its own lid, but rather by putting something else there, by putting a jug there. Nobody can tell me that the jug is part and parcel of the kli. That's why it will act as a barrier. Says the Gemara, that proves our point as well. If you have the kli of the tefillin, that's when I need an oil with a tefach. Otherwise, it's just considered part of the tefillin. But if it's a kli which is not part of the tefillin, and even if it's hugging, it's wrapping the tefillin very closely, it will still act as a divider between the tefillin and the Beis HaKisei. We will hold it over here. As mentioned, tomorrow there will not be shir. I have a bris be'ezus Hashem. So we'll resume, all being well, on Wednesday morning. Enjoy the Shema Brachos tonight. Anybody who's going to be there?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, call to.